Welcome to another episode of What the Hal. I'm Hal Eisner, and with me right now is Diana Pardo.
Yes.
And I said that right, didn't I?
You did.
But it's not going to be her name for a long time, and we'll get into that. But right now, the reason why we're talking to Diana is because Diana is a singer, and I have gotten to know her through social media, and we have become friends through Facebook and what have you, Instagram. And in my camp this year, for full disclosure, we invited Diana to come out and perform for Camp News, which is a camp that I do every year and have for the past 20 years to help young people who aspire to be news reporters and anchors. And it was wonderful to have you come out, and I thought that, you know, everybody enjoyed your performance. But what I think is interesting about what you're doing is you're kind of breaking away and trying to find your own lane. So you've been a singer for a long time.
Singer-songwriter.
And yes. Let's go back to the days of Faith Hill and before that. Tell us a little bit about your background. Let's go back.
Well, my background is 13 years old. I started off with the Gospel Messengers. They invited me to sing with them and do harmonies, and I just loved it. I went to Bible camp since I was a little girl, and so they used to come out to our camp, and it just really got me into music and wanting something. I didn't really have anything in my life that meant something to me more than music.
And what kind of music were you into at 13 years of age?
Gospel.
That was it, gospel. It wasn't gospel and teeny bopper music or bubblegum music or any of those things?
Yeah, it was gospel, and it was, I mean, I was doing a lot of Karen Carpenter and
we've only just begun.
We have, yeah. And so I still keep her to this day in my
me
music.
Too. No, me too. I happen to be a big fan of the Carpenters, and yeah. I was devastated when she passed away. In fact, it was interesting because I ended up covering her funeral.
Oh,
But I thought the Richard and Karen Carpenter were, and I still, to this day, love the music that they created. And
yes.
I wouldn't say, I think that was probably pop music. I think that's probably the term that it was top 40 music at the time.
Oh, yeah, at the time.
Usually the top 40 songs of the week. Mm-hmm. But it was very popular, right. And their music still, I think, holds up very well today.
Well, I have Merry Christmas, Darling still on the internet.
Yeah.
And everyone writes down, oh, my gosh, you sound just like Karen Carpenter.
Well, I think, and I thought she had the most amazing voice I had ever heard in my entire life.
Yes.
I think that was a voice that is uniquely Karen Carpenter and nobody else.
Oh, nobody else.
Nobody else.
Didn't
and so,
strain a note.
So you got older and you became 14.
And well, about 16 years old. I was singing for different choirs through the gospel. I got put in Maranatha Choir for a little bit. You know, just different things through different churches. And then I went into a studio one day and found out I was doing some harmony for Amy Grant. So that was kind of cool.
That was by accident.
That was pretty much by accident. She was looking for a vocal and some type of harmony. And I was like, wow. I at that time, everyone was just in love with Amy Grant, especially, you know, like I said, I was more into gospel. And I was just, so as the time went on, I ended up from home to home. I ended up going into different homes. So I always tell people, you know, it wasn't sad for me because every school had a different music program. So
let me back up a second. What do you mean you went from home to home?
I ended up in foster care. And so I ended up going to different homes and different schools. I think I went to four different senior years, But again, like I said, it wasn't anything bad to me because I got to experience Camerata, Guys and Dolls, a cappella, and amazing teachers. And that really brought me into music. Again, like I said, music is what pretty much had, you know, was a way for me to heal and move forward. So
you're now 17.
And
what happened then?
So anyway, just, you know, out of high school, getting out of everything, I ended up going into, you know, I think around that time it was more of the pop and hip hop and rap. And so in my early 20s, I ended up writing hooks for rap artists, believe it or not.
Hooks?
Hooks. They're
what are hooks?
Well, you know what? It's basically a chorus.
Okay.
So, you know, they would call me in. I went to Interscope Records.
Give us an example.
Well, let's see. A rapper would start singing something, and I would go, andale. Not andale.
Not andale.
I almost did that.
that's later, but that's a few years later.
Aquí estamos. And, you know, I would sing, aquí estamos, and then just put a whole harmony in there, and then the rapper would be like, aquí estamos. And, you know.
Yeah, right. Aquí estamos. Aquí estamos. Right. Okay, I got it. And so
my fun life in rap. Yeah.
No, but that's okay.
I did really good.
So you went from
Snoop.
Gospel to rap.
Mm-hmm.
Then what happened?
I was in rock. I had a rock band called Aftershock. I was in that band for a while.
And so how did you get from gospel to rock? How did that happen?
I'm a Gemini and I write with both hands.
Oh, there you go. Okay, So your interest changed over time.
Yes. It actually went where, I always tell people, I went where the money was. Then I harmonize. I do a 5-part harmony. So, you know, studios would call me in and say, hey, you know, we need some harmony on this song. So you'd be surprised how many artists can't harmonize.
All right. So I mentioned Faith Hill.
Faith Hill.
No?
No.
Who did you back
up for? She inspired me.
She inspired you.
She inspired me.
Who did you back up for?
That was Amy Grant.
Amy Grant.
Yeah.
And so Faith Hill inspired you. Amy Grant.
Shania Twain inspired me.
And Shania Twain was another one. And so
yes.
When you listen to these singers,
mm-hmm.
you were like, I want to be like them?
No. I actually did shows. My email ended up Shania. I did a lot of Shania Twain shows. I lived in Temecula at the time. They had no music programs. I started a lot of music programs for the school, the elementary school, the middle school. I did all these shows with all of her songs and got kids involved. And now they, you know, to this day, I hear they still have music programs for, you know, talent shows and things like that. So
now you're 21.
Yes. And I had a shot of tequila. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
And so you've moved into another area now. And so even though you have this background in gospel mm-hmm. and rock and hip hop, and now you've moved into country with a little bit of a twist of Latin to it.
Well, now they say if you start in gospel, you end in country. That's what I've heard. So okay. It was inevitable.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
So I was listening to country music and I heard the Zac Brown Band singing Adios y Vaya con Dios. Adios y Vaya con Dios. And I was like, wait a minute. That's Latin country. And so I researched it for about a year because I wanted to make sure. There are Mexicans who sing country. And so I had to really be careful because I didn't want people to say, that's Hispanic country. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to use proper Spanish. And I was raised Puerto Rican. And then found out later on my father's from Spain, my real dad. So I am Latina. So that is when I felt, oh yeah, I can do this. I can be Latin country.
So you started off, this idea of mixing kind of Latin and country.
Right.
Not Latin,
Spanish.
Pure Spanish mm-hmm. and country. And so why did you think that might have some level of success for you?
Well, the thing is right now there's Cardi B, there's Jennifer Lopez. I saw the opening of the Grammys, and it was all Latin. Again, like I said, when I did rap, you know, we did Aquí Estamos, and I'm like, wow, they should put Spanish in rap, and it already happened. So, you know, where is it going to come out next?
Yeah. I mean, where does it come out next? I mean, you know, when you become 25, how are you?
Right?
How's that going to work?
I don't know. My first pair of cowboy boots.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you have a pair of cowboy boots that were made by Santana, or they gave them to you, or what?
Carlos Santana.
Yeah. Well, tell me about those.
He needs to make me some new boots. Now, I researched Carlos Santana, and he has some amazing shoes. And my big thing right now is the rose. I was born in June. So the rose is definitely incorporated in everything I have. Even the scarf on my microphone is the rose. So
you're all about roses.
I'm all about roses.
You know, Shakespeare once said a rose is a rose is a rose no matter what color your nose or whatever.
See, I went to Everything's Coming Up Roses. We went to two different
And I went to Shakespeare, so there you go. Latin Shakespeare.
There you go.
So talk to me a little bit about, you've got a song out there called
Andale Yeeha.
Andale Yeeha.
Yes.
Did I say that right? Yeeha.
Yeah. Yeeha.
Sounds like a hiccup.
Yeah.
Sing a little.
Andale, andale, yeeha. There's no time to siesta. And then, you know, it's time to fiesta. It's Oh, there is. Yeah, there's a portion of the song. It's a party song, and there is a portion of the song where it says boots scoot, two step, cha cha, andale, yeehaw, because I'm incorporating the boot scoot and two step of country and the cha cha into Latin, so it's a Latin country line dance.
So I used to be really big into this. I was a cowboy in Texas.
Oh yeah.
And I used to go out 7 nights a week to mm-hmm. a place called Diamond Jim's.
Oh
and
wow.
And I used to go dancing, mm-hmm. and I was good. Mm-hmm. I was better than John Travolta.
Then why didn't you get up during the camp? What's going on?
Because I was embarrassed to show everybody else how good I was. And
it's interesting. I've never line danced ever, but I came up with a line dance.
Well, I'm not a line dancer
so
as much.
It's got to be easy.
I like the two step, three step, the heel toe polka, things like that. I'm not as much into line dancing. Yeah, well, I mean, it's just how you move your feet around.
Yeah.
And you're Latin country and I'm Jewish country, however you want to put
that. There you go.
But it's like I fell in love with country. Now, I understand I have gone through changes in my musical love as well. I used to like Lawrence Welk. You look at me like, who's that? I know, I've liked all kinds of music.
I think I golfed there.
Did you? At the resort? I like all kinds of music, but I really went through a country stage where I was really, really into it.
Oh, it's amazing. And Stagecoach.
They played my song last year
at Stagecoach.
Yeah, at the club in Los Angeles. And so where does that take you? Where do you go with this new genre that you've sort of started to work with?
Well, the great thing is like I said, I have so many people telling me, thank you so much for doing this. We're so happy, paving the way for other people. I'm going to be going to El Paso, Texas this weekend. We're going to be doing a couple of my other songs. We're incorporating the trumpet. So it's pretty exciting to start incorporating other instruments to make it more Latin with country. I feel I'm bringing back the real cowboy with the lasso, the horse. That kind of thing that's helping. I'm also bringing back, I have a song that has a mini pearl in it.
Oh.
So, I'm just having a lot of fun with it. Again, I'm happy with the result and how people are loving it and embracing it.
Talk to me about the state of music in 2020.
Well, I just think music is a lot more open now. Hootie and the Blowfish, Darius Rucker. He's a country singer now,
But I mean, you have streaming now. You have all kinds of different techniques for music that we didn't used to have.
Right.
And you got Apple Music and you've got
SoundCloud.
All those different things. Mm-hmm. And so it's a whole different thing. And young people who maybe didn't have an opportunity to present songs that they write or like, maybe now have opportunities that didn't exist before because
YouTube,
of all these new venues.
Right, right. Well, they have YouTube. They have, it was different a long time ago. And, there are people that are still singing in nightclubs for $70 a night, $100 a night, for 2, 3, 4, 5 hours. And it just, God bless them. But, the internet has really helped people to get out of that. But it also depends on somebody who has a really good songwriter or if you were a singer-songwriter, I think, too.
Now talk to me about your name, because Diana Paro is going away.
It's going away.
It's going away.
It's going away.
Why?
For many reasons. I've had the name for a long time. Diana Latin Country is just pretty much stuck, kind of like Madonna. She just kept the Madonna.
And so your new name is going to be Diana Latin Country. Is that your first, middle, and last name?
That is.
Diana Latin Country. And so what if you decide sometime after you have this name for a while that you are back to hip-hop?
You mean when I'm finally 30?
Well, yeah. Are you going to become Diana Hip-Hop, or how's that going to work?
No, I'm done with hip-hop. I think, like I said, I went from gospel and I went to country. So I guess if anything happens, I'll just be the writer. But yeah,
the artist formerly known as Prince, right?
hey, Snoop Dogg, Snoop Lion.
Yeah, well,
I mean, there's always that chance.
So Diana Latin Country.
Yeah, it's Diana Latin Country. There's a tilde over the second N, but you don't have to generally put that in to get me on any mainstream.
Yeah, but I guess my point being that when you commit to something like that, That's
like putting the tattoo of a woman on your chest.
Well,
right?
Yeah, it's like or a man if you're a woman. I don't know, but I mean, it's like you know.
Hey,
you're,
I could
you're,
be a woman.
Yeah, but you're making it. Why well, you are, aren't you?
No,
yeah.
I'm saying I could put a woman on my chest.
Oh, there you go. Hey. But I mean, you know, you're committing to the notion that this is the name I want to live by.
It is.
And so when you go to vote and you go to sign in at the polling station.
Love it.
It's going to be Deanya.
Have you
Latin
heard me
country.
Count when I take a picture? 1, 2, 7. I am not normal. It's so me.
Yeah, well, you're a lot of fun. There's no question about that. But I mean, I'm just sort of wondering, you know, if that name becomes albatross at some time.
Either it was that or I took my cat's name and he's Pussy Gatto. So yeah, it can't be Deanya Pussy Gatto.
I like that name. But could you possibly at some point, could you have boxed yourself in a corner and say, I really don't like that name anymore, and then you end up changing it again?
No, I just, you know, I mean, there's...
What if you get married?
I've been widowed since I was 27.
Yeah, but I mean, what if you got married and you take their last name?
No, that's why I'm getting rid of the Paro. No, I want to be me and free. So, yeah, it's a good thing.
And Deanya is not just good enough. It needs to be Deanya.
Well, it's not that. It's when people type in or even ask Siri, you know, she's like, she has no idea who Deanya is. She can't recognize it yet. So when you add the Latin country to it, boom, comes up quicker. So.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So that's sort of the determining factor.
Right.
All right. Well, you know, I want to play one of your songs here for people to
Perfect.
Listen to, and we'll put
Yay.
It in right now. But as we trail out here, what is it that you want people to know about you?
Well, I've been in music my whole life, and there's no turning back, and this is something that I believe in, and I think it's going to be catchy. Everyone that's commented from Instagram to Facebook to everything is just enjoying it, and I do it for people to enjoy, and I really hope that people, you know, come to me and say, hey, I'm so glad that you changed the music. I spoke to Melissa Etheridge, and her and I were backstage at a She Rocks Awards, and I told her about Latin Country, and she said, girl, this is what we need. Something different. This is amazing. So she loved it.
We've got to andale out of here. And so
andale, yeehaw.
And so andale, yeehaw.
And I say hasta la next time.
Hasta la next time.
Hasta la next time.
Well, que pase over to you. And but I mean, it's like
I'm going to use that on my Jewish girlfriend.
You're welcome.
Que pase over to you.
I've lost my train of thought completely. Hasta la bagel. That's what it was. We're going to listen to a song right now. Remember, if you haven't subscribed to this podcast, please do. You can do that on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, whatthehowpodcast.com, wherever you get this podcast. And so thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
And here we go. Let's andale.
Yeehaw.
Out of here.
All right.
See you next time.
Hasta la next time.
Scoot, scoot. Two step. Cha-cha, andale, yeah! Boot scoot, two-step, cha-cha, andale, yeah! Boot scoot, two-step, cha-cha. Next time.